Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 Swan Talk Daily Devotional listeners. I want to welcome you to today's show. I am so excited to get into today's lesson. Bear with me one moment while I connect my Facebook Live and my YouNow family. Just bear with me one moment, family. I appreciate you and your patience so much. Okay. So I'm just going to set this up. One moment, family. Love you so much and appreciate your patience. And then I'm going to connect my YouNow audience. Hold on 1 second here. Then I'm going to connect my YouNow audience family. I missed and hit a button just now, and my Facebook Live screen, it went away. So let's see here. I want to let my Facebook family know that I am live as well. And I'm letting the YouNow Facebook fam know that I want to personally invite them to join me on YouNow. That I love you so much. Blog Talk Radio fam, you are the best for your patience. I love you so much. I love you guys so much. Let me sit over here. Let's see here. I'm just trying to get the camera angle together for. Okay, so we're going live with YouNow family. All right, so YouNow is now successfully connected, and we're going to connect Facebook Live. All right, Facebook Live is dialing. Yay. All right, hello, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. 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 I want to welcome you on today. My name is Swan, and I am the host and executive producer of this podcast and this broadcast, Swan Talk Daily Devotional. I want to welcome you and let you know that I love you so much. Today, I want to speak to you on a very important topic. And this, before we get into the daily devotional, and it is centering around God's love and His grace. We always talk about love, but we very seldom hear a lot about God's grace. So I always like to begin with the definition of our topic, if I can. So bear with me one moment while I go to my catechism dictionary for the word grace. Grace. According to the Catechism, grace is the participation in life of God, in the life of God. It introduces us into the intimacy of the Trinitarian life. By baptism, the Christian participates in the grace of Christ, the head of his body. As an adopted son, he can henceforth call God Father in union with these, the life of the Spirit who breathes charity into him and who forms the church. The church distinguishes different types of grace in the following way. Sanctifying grace is an habitual gift, a stable and supernatural disposition that perfects the soul itself to enable it to live with God, to act by his love, habitual grace, the permanent disposition to live and act in keeping with God's call, is distinguished from actual graces, which refer to God's intervention, whether at the beginning of conversion or in the course of the work of sanctification. Hallelujah, family. Hallelujah, glory to God on today. We're talking about God's grace. And I don't know about you, family, but I am so happy to be a recipient of God's grace on today. That definition was so good. I just want to read it one more time just so I can get it in my spirit, family. Grace. And I want to welcome you to the podcast on today and to the broadcast if you're on YouNow. And I love my Facebook family. I love you guys so much. We are speaking on God's grace today before we get into the devotional. So allow me to reverberate the definition of God's grace according to the Catechism. Grace. Grace is a participation in life, in the life of God. It introduces us into the intimacy of the Trinitarian life. By baptism, the Christian participates in the grace of Christ, the head of his body. As an adopted son, he can henceforth call God Father in union with the only Son. He receives the life of the Spirit who breathes charity into him and who forms the church. The church distinguishes different types of grace in the following way. Sanctifying grace is an habitual gift, a stable and supernatural disposition that perfects the soul itself to enable it to live with God and to act by his love. I don't know about you or anybody watching this broadcast today, but I could use some perfecting in the area of grace, some perfecting in my body to enable me to live with God and to act on his love. So someone type grace. If you're with me on today, type the word grace. If you could use a little bit of God's grace and a little bit of God's grace to act by God's love on today. Someone type the word grace if you are in the chat room. G-R-A-C-E. Thank you so much. Habitual grace, the permanent disposition to live and act in keeping with God's call, is distinguished from actual graces, which refer to God's intervention, whether at the beginning of conversion or in the course of the work of sanctification. Now, this habitual grace, family, it is so fantastic. This habitual grace, meaning God's love and God always with us, his grace, his habitual grace. Hallelujah for habitual grace. Hallelujah, family, on today. If you are grateful for God's habitual grace, the permanent disposition to live and act in keeping with God's call is distinguished from actual graces, which refer to God's interventions, whether at the beginning of conversion or in the course of the work of sanctification. Now, I don't know about you, family, but how many of you can recall a time in which you know that God intervened on your behalf? He did a supernatural intervention. You were going a certain way, and you got to your destination safely, but on the way, family, you don't remember how you got there. Somebody say that you got to your destination safely by God's grace. His intervention, his angels being encamped about your vehicle in the name of Jesus, keeping you from an accident. Or how about have you ever been in a car accident and then you were able to walk away from that accident by God's grace? He saved your life and from you perishing in that accident. I guess I'm the only one who's been in car accidents on today. I'm talking about God's grace and God's mercy on today and his love and his habitual grace. So it doesn't matter if you are a new convert and you are just coming to Christ or whether you have been just a a lover of God and God's principles and his precepts and his covenant, it does not matter where you are in your walk with God. Just know that there you have God's habitual grace upon you as believers. And I don't know about you today, but I am so happy about having God's grace. I want to welcome you, family, and someone type the word grace in the chat room for me. For God, let's type the word grace. And you are so happy that you have, as a believer, God's grace. So we learn today, family, that we have graces as believers. We have a sanctifying grace. God sanctifies us when he calls us, when we convert and we become believers. And then we have God's habitual grace. He is always with us with his love and kindness. He is always there to make interventions on our behalf. And I am so happy about it today. And if you are happy about it, you can say amen. Someone type amen, amen, amen in the chat room on today, my You Now family. I love you so much. I love you so much. Hallelujah. I just want you to know that I love you on today and that I am so grateful you are here. God bless you. And family, just want you to know that, hello, Sue Campbell on Facebook. I love you so much. Oh, one of my Mary Kay independent beauty consultants, and she's like, you know, really, really successful in Mary Kay. I'm just now beginning, but she has joined us, family, on the Facebook family. Hello, Sue. I love you so much. She is so sweet, y'all. We have a lot of Sues, a lot of Suzannes, and a lot of Susans. And so, you know, I go by Sue number one, Sue number two, things like that, just so I can differentiate. But it's all in love. But family, we have been talking about God's grace on today. There are certain graces that you have in God when you become a believer. His sanctifying grace, and it helps us to know that he is with us, and it helps us to act out of his love. And then we have his habitual grace, which is his intervening grace that happens when we convert to Christ as new believers. And just throughout our Christian walk, God is giving us habitual grace. So don't worry if you sin today or you sin tomorrow or you sin right after this broadcast. Everyone has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But I don't know about you on today. I am excited and I am so grateful for God's grace. Somebody say God's grace and mercy. God's grace and mercy can carry us. And I want you to know that there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. God does not condemn us. The Holy Spirit convicts us to just challenge us to get on the right path. But I don't want you to feel condemned on today. If you say, you know, well, I did this, I did that, I feel so guilty about this, I told a lie yesterday, I had sex with somebody that's not my husband or my wife, you know, last night, or whatever the case may be, whatever your particular sin or your particular challenge or situation may be, I want you to know that God sanctifies you and that you have God's habitual grace. It doesn't mean to use this as an excuse to keep on living an unclean life or unholy life, but don't let anyone make you feel less than the wonderful specimen of God that you are because they know your sin. And don't let yourself and don't let the adversary, the lesser light, don't let Satan trick you into believing God does not love you because you get into some type of sin in which you need God's grace to carry you, okay? God is a loving and forgiving God. God is not mad at you, and God is not up in heaven or here on earth roaming around with a big book keeping an account of everything that you've done wrong. What he's doing is he wants us to fellowship with him. He wants us to love him more than we love ourselves. more than we love our flesh, and he wants to commune with us. He desires to protect us, to lead and guide us into all truth. And God is a forgiving God. So if we go to him and we confess our sins and we say, Abba, Father, Abba to Symphony, Father, we climb on his big lap of grace and mercy and we say, Lord, guess what? I messed up today. I messed up yesterday, but I know you are with me. I know your word declares you will never leave me nor forsake me. Family, that's his promises. If you are a believer in Christ today, God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So sometimes, family, it is not other people that make us feel bad when we are cognizant of our sins and nature, because humans, we have this thing called the flesh. And guess what? It is very sinful. It is very unclean. And our sin stinks in the nostril of God. But also, sometimes in the flesh, because we feel convicted, in God's love for us. We know that we should do better. We know that all of us, regardless of our walk, we can do better. We can spend more time with God. We can spend more time delighting ourselves in the Word of God and the things of God. And we can live a better life, a God-conscious life, okay? A glorified life, okay? And so do not let anyone or do not let yourself trick you into believing that you are less than the champion, than the virtuous woman, or the virtue, or the man of valor, or the man of promise, or woman of promise that God has created you to be on today. You are amazing. You are joint heirs with Christ. And Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for us always. So if you sin, or you happen to miss the mark, and you happen to fall short, guess what? It's nobody's business. It's between you and God. But I encourage you on today, get it right with God, because God is where your strength comes from. God is where our strength comes from, and our strength comes from the hills, and we have to look to the hills, which comes our help, family. Our help comes from Jesus Christ. Our help comes from the Lord on today. What is it that you need God to intervene for you in your life? Where do you need his intervening grace on today? He is ready and he is well able to help you. All you have to do is ask. When you are sitting alone, and even during this broadcast, you can say, Father, and you can insert your intention. I want to do better in this area of my life, X, Y, and Z. Help me. Give me the grace to do better. Give me your habitual grace to do better. Lord, I know your sanctifying grace can help me to achieve this particular goal in my Christian walk with you for my betterment and for your glory, God. And thank God in advance and act as if you have received it. Act as if you have received it. Hello, Sue. I love you so much, too. Sue Campbell. Y'all, if y'all meet her, y'all will never forget Sue Campbell. So, family, now that we have spoken on the topic of God's grace and that you know there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus, and God only convicts those who he loves. So if you don't feel any conviction when you sin or when you miss the mark or when you fall short of the grace of God or the glory of God, or you fall short, period, and you don't feel that God's grace is there, you know, something is wrong there if you don't feel some type of conviction. But there is no reason to feel condemnation for anything. I don't care if you smoked crack cocaine or you did heroin last night. I don't care what you did. I don't care what you did to fall short of the glory of God. No, you can dust yourself off, ask for forgiveness, and keep it moving, baby. Keep it pushing, baby, because there is no condemnation. So don't let anyone, I don't care what their title is, and I don't care where they sit in the body of Christ, if they know your sin, don't let it, let them use it as a weapon just because they know what you did, what your challenge was on this particular day, what your challenge is and what your challenge was last night, don't let them make you feel condemned, baby. There is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Free yourself. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. And I'm talking to a liberated people on today during the Twan Talk Daily Devotional. Free yourself on today and know that God's love and his grace and his mercy, it is there for you. It carries you. His sanctifying grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For God's sanctifying grace on today. If you're glad about it, somebody shout amen. This is how much God loves us, family. He gives us all kind of good graces. His habitual grace, that grace to intervene on our behalf, to circumvent us from being harmed in accidents or being hurt by somebody or being hurt just as we go about our daily tasks throughout the day. You know, God intervenes. You know, so I just want to thank God, and I want to thank you for joining us on today. Our topic for a discussion today was grace before we got into the daily devotionals here. So without further ado, family, y'all know I have to put my specs on, but I think I can see this today. I'll put my specs on a little bit later. I want to get into today's daily devotional, and I want to thank you for joining us on today. If you're just now joining, my name is Twan Allen. I go by Sister Twan, and I am the host and executive producer of this podcast and the broadcast that you are watching. If you are on the YouNow platform or the Facebook platform, God bless you, and thank you so much for your time. So today's scriptures, family, if you got your word or if you have your catechism with you, I want to get into Haggai 1, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8, and the Gospel of Luke, verses chapter 9, verses 7 through 9 today. So without further ado, let's get into the first scripture, which is Haggai chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. And family, this is the prophetic call to work on the temple. On the first day of the sixth month, in the second year of Darius, the king of the word of the Lord came through Haggai, the prophet, to the governor of Judah, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and to the high priest Joshua, son of Jehozadak. Thus says the Lord of hosts, this people has said, now is not the time to rebuild the house of the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came through Haggai the prophet. Is it time for you to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies in ruins? Now thus says the Lord of hosts, reflect on your experience. You have sown much, but have brought in little. You have eaten, but have not been satisfied. You have drunk, but have not become intoxicated. You have clothed yourselves, but have not been warm. And the hired worker labors for a bag full of hay. Thus says the Lord of hosts, reflect on your experience. Go up into the hill country, bring timber, and build the house, that I may be pleased with it, and that I may be glorified, says the Lord. Oh, wow. The Lord is talking. Glory be to God. Woo, those that have an ear, let them hear what the Lord says. And so we're going to jump over to Luke, family. We're going to jump over to Luke. There was one moment here. I had it marked, but I guess it went. My marker went somewhere. So Luke chapter 9, verses 7 through 9. Bear with me one moment while I get this going. All right. And then I am going to move my bookmark so that I can come and study it, because I like to study the word a little bit more after I share it with you. And so we are going now to Luke chapter 9, verses 7 through 9. Family, this word is so good. Oh, I love the word of God. How many of y'all love the word of God? I love getting into the word of God. I love the fact that we have these daily devotionals now so I can hold myself accountable, and then you guys hold me accountable, and we hold each other accountable for getting into the word of God. In order to know God's will, guess what his will is? His will, family, is his word. It is his word, and we are to study it to show ourselves approved, family. So I thank you for showing up in everything, family, and my Facebook family, and my Blog Talk Radio family, and my YouNow family. You guys showing up, it helps me more with these daily devotionals to get into God's word, to show myself approved, and to meditate on the scriptures day and night. So we are helping each other. I am so, so excited. Ooh, I love the word of God. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Ooh, calm down. Let me calm down. I got to read Luke 9. And what I say, baby? Luke 9, chapter 9, verses 7 through 9. All right. So it reads, and we're talking about Herod's opinion of Jesus. Huh, interesting. Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying, Elijah has appeared. Still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. Wow. Oh, my goodness, family. Oh, that's so good. Oh, the daily devotional. It was so good today. Oh, my goodness, family. All right. So, family, just stay right there. Oh, these scriptures were so good. All right. So, during the lesson plan for today, I want to share with you a scripture, and it is simply this. I am the salvation of the people, says the Lord. Should they cry to me in any distress, I will hear them, and I will be their Lord forever. Hallelujah. Family, let's just cry out to God in our distress, and he will be our Lord forever. Sometimes, family, we just need a good cry, a good ugly cry like I had yesterday for the poor and for the widow. I just cry because sometimes, family, I just have to be transparent with you. Sometimes when I think of the plight of the poor and that the fact that I pray to God for me to be able to do more, I weep for my burden for the poor, for the lost, for the widow, for the children. It reduces me to tears. But I am encouraged, and I'm not depressed, because I'm doing all that I can with what God has caused me to be a steward over and what God has entrusted in me. So I take joy in that and solace in that. But it says, I am the salvation of the people, says the Lord. Should they cry to me in any distress, I will hear them, and I will be their Lord forever. So there's no need for you to be depressed on today. There's no need for you to be anxious on today. There's no need for you to be panicky on today. There's no reason for you not to leave your house on today. Cry out to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord. And be of good courage and know that God is with you. He is your Lord and our Lord forever, now and forevermore. Hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody needed that word on today. So today's responsive reading is, the Lord takes delight in his people. The Lord takes delight in his people. And today's responsive reading is going to come from Psalm 149, verses 1 through 2, 3 through 4, 5 through 6, and 9. All right? Sing to the Lord a new song of praise. in assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adorns the lowly with victory. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let the faithful exalt in glory. Let them sing and joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is the glory of all his faithful. Alleluia. The Lord takes delight in his people. The Lord takes delight in his people. How many of you are glad about it? Alleluia, alleluia. I am happy that the Lord takes delight in his people. And guess what, God? We take delight in you. Amen. I